Talking about money is hard. People all over the world were taught never to talk about money, politics, sex, or religion in polite company. But on this show, my goal is to remove money from that list. And so I'm excited to bring you 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning from Blind Nil Audio and executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines. Follow and listen to 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning with me, Carl Richards, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, everybody, to today's stream. I'm Clayton Morris. This is the Real Estate Investing Show. Our goal on this show is to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. I believe cash flowing rental real estate is the number one way to protect you against these crazy government inflation monsters that are currently eating up our U.S. dollar or global dollar. I mean, look at the British pound right now. Look at the euro. Look at the U.S. dollar. All of them declining. Why? Because Western governments can't be trusted, right? Printing money, when you drop $8 trillion on top of an economy that you just printed out of thin air, stuff's going to hit the fan. And that's exactly what happened. So on today's show, I want to talk about what it means to be a true investor. You know, a lot of people might have a 401k plan that they get when they sign up with their employer or some other sort of retirement plan that they get when they join up with a company. But does that make you a true investor? So what does it mean to be a true investor? Today, we're going to talk about what it takes to sustain a long-term career as a real estate investor specifically. And I'm going to share some questions that you can ask yourself to try to determine, you know, if real estate investing is right for you. Now, I don't know if you know about my position on real estate investing, but I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. There is no better vehicle, in my opinion, that is both a tax shelter and an ability to hedge against inflation simultaneously while also providing cash flow. And can you, by the way, name another asset that you can buy with the bank's money where you can put 20 to 25% down and then have the bank foot the bill for the other 75 to 80%, but you get the full tax benefits? I can't name it. If you can find one, please let me know, but I don't think any of them exist. Real estate is the number one way to do this. I just spoke with Tom Wheelwright, who is one of the great tax accountants of all time. Brilliant, brilliant. I had a conversation with him last week, and he said, you know, people just don't understand that you get the full benefits of owning the real estate. The bank doesn't. The bank lends you the money, but you get the tax benefits. The bank doesn't. No other asset exists like real estate. And with all of the changes to the tax code over the past couple of years, The number one way to, in many ways, partner with the government to pay nothing in taxes, but also as a hedge against inflation, the number one way to do all of those things is with real estate. So are you ready to find out what it takes to be a true real estate investor? Let's go through these data points. Number one, what is your motivation behind investing? Now, a true investor, in my opinion, has a specific reason why they are investing. What is your why? For this specific prompt, it's a question I always ask people when I first talk to them about investing. When we get together at dinner parties or other things, and I have friends that just kind of wander up and I really want to do that real estate investing, man. I really want to do it. And the question I always ask them is why? Why do you want to do it? Just because you see me doing it, I'm successful, or is there some other reason why you want to do it? For this specific prompt, I want you to forget about money for a second. Like, it's nice to see other people who are successful and kind of think, oh, that's the money that motivates me. But no, I want you to think about things more like more time with your family, right? Maybe it's that you want to have the freedom to travel. You know, as a real estate investor, I'm looking at my fall calendar right now and I'm thinking, oh, there was this concert that I might want to take my son to, you know, this fall. And can I go? Well, the only thing that would be in the way of that is if we already had a family commitment. Because for me, I know that I don't have to ask off from work, right? I've created an environment where I have that freedom to travel. I worked for 20 years getting up at 3 a.m. working for somebody else in the news business, you know? I probably took years off my life waking up that early. But I said I wanted a change in my life, and I'm going to use real estate as the means to get me there. So I didn't have to wake up at 3 a.m. anymore. And I also knew that I wanted real estate to provide a safety net for my family, to protect my family against craziness in the markets, in the world, in geopolitics, and you know, a boss telling me one way or another. It didn't matter. I wanted to have that protection so that no matter what happened, I could protect my family. I wanted to spend more time with my kids. I wanted to be able to travel. I wanted the freedom to create. I'm a creator. I love creating. If I couldn't create, I would shrivel up and die. I know, like astrologically, like that's in my chart. Like I have to be creating all the time. I love it. I love coming up with ideas. And I don't want to feel like I'm exhausted and too tired because I'm working for somebody else that I can't create. I can't write that book that I want to or implement that idea that I have, right? So I need to be able to have that in my life. Okay, that's my why. You know, maybe you have the confidence or the desire, the confidence that comes with being your own boss. Maybe finally you have that little bit of a safety net with real estate investing that you can launch your own business. So your why needs to be something deeply important to you, and it has to be something other than money, because this is what will keep you going when things get tough. I've seen people launch YouTube channels around topics that they didn't give a rat's behind about. They didn't care. They just saw money. They thought they're going to do, and then they fizzle out. They quickly fizzle out because there is no passion behind them. You need that passion and that desire when things get a little bumpy, because it will. They always will. It's a test. I think it's like the universe's way of testing you. And if you're not passionate about it, you will crumble. You will throw it away because your heart was never in it to begin with. You were only doing it because of money or because someone else told you to do it. Number two on my list, are you committed to a long-term goal? Another way to see if you're a true investor. You know that I'm passionate about the freedom number, because I truly believe that setting a goal can change your life. If you're going to get into investing aimlessly or you don't see what happens, then I don't think you're going to stick with it for very long, because having a measurable goal can change everything. The freedom number cheat sheet is so powerful because it's not based on an arbitrary number. By the way, you can download it for free. If you go to morrisinvest.com/freedom, it's totally free. It's like 3 pages, I think, as a PDF. Please download it. And it's based on your finances. Okay, it's based on your specific situation. And a true investor is not afraid to look at real numbers and set a specific goal, and they're committed to seeing that goal to the end. And the beauty of the freedom number cheat sheet is that it really forces you to put those numbers down on paper. And what it's going to show you is what is the number, the freedom number, that would it take for you to live financially free? You know, is it $4,000 a month, where it would have all of your energy bills covered, your rent covered, your gas covered, your tuition covered, whatever it is? All of it would be covered from passive income. That is your freedom number. And it's a powerful number because you can put it up all over your place. You put it up on the refrigerator, on your bathroom mirror, and you should be motivated to move towards that number. Once you identify that number, then you move towards it. You know, if you think about all things in this universe are just thoughts. They started as a thought. So financial freedom starts as a thought. And then you're helping it by putting actual tangible numbers behind it. And then you have that goal, you can start moving towards it. It's very, very powerful. So I'll have a link in the description below for you to go download that. Again, totally free. Number three, what is your identity? When someone asks, you know, what do you do? What is your answer? Do you call yourself an investor? You might think it really doesn't matter, but our words are powerful. The way that you view yourself is important. And here's an example. Think about someone you know who's a dedicated runner. They run all the time, right? You know those people, right? Someone who you would describe, yeah, John's a runner. You know, Sally, she's a runner, definitely a runner. This is the type of person so committed that they run no matter what. It's raining. You know, it's a little cold outside. It doesn't matter. The weather's bad. It really doesn't matter. They run. And after they recover, they even run after they recover from injuries, right? They hurt their knee and they get back up and they go back and do it again. They might even run on vacation. I always tell those people, you know, in a really hot climate, everyone's relaxing, and there's that person up like 6 a.m. running. They run because it's their identity. It's who they are. It's what they do. That's how you should feel about investing when you're a true investor. You know, I have a lot of investor friends and mentors who got burned in real estate back in 2008. I was one of them. But today, they're back on their feet with a healthy portfolio of properties. And I think what sets those successful investors apart from the investors who never invested again after the crash is their identity. Or someone had a rental property, they got one rental property, and they just, you know, they didn't have it properly managed by a property management company, or they tried to do it themselves, they tried to manage everything themselves, they tried to hire contractors. Again, they tried to DIY it, right? And they got burned on it. And they're like, well, this isn't for me. I'm just going to go back to the old 401k. Think about how you could switch that, right? Move through adversity. Push through those roadblocks and get back on their feet. There's people that got back on their feet because they thought of themselves as true investors. Like my friend Robert Kiyosaki or Ken McElroy or any other investors that I've been close with over the years. They've all had problems. They've all gone through problems. I'll just tell you a Ken McElroy story. You know, he told me a story one day over lunch and I was like, holy smokes. He had a huge apartment complex and he's a multifamily investor. I'm a single family and duplex investor, but he had a large, I think it was like 100 unit apartment complex in Houston. It's 100 or 150 apartments in one building. And the hurricane came through. I don't remember which hurricane at this point. And it like knocked half the building down. Half the building was wiped away. So imagine that as an investor. He lost not only the building, he lost, I mean, unfortunately, no one was hurt. Like they had, you know, left the building or something. I don't know what the exact circumstances. But then, of course, he lost all of those renters as well. All of that income from that rental property. And he just said, well, we're going to rebuild, you know. That's what we do. Fortunately, that's not the only thing and it's tough, but we move through it. I just thought, that's a true investor, right? How you handle yourself in those situations. So number four really leads me right into this. How do you handle difficulties? Running a business always comes with hardships, and real estate investing is no exception. Investors deal with all kinds of difficulties, vacancies, tenant turnovers, damages to the property, and more. This is par for the course, my friends. And a true investor sees these obstacles as part of the business, and they don't let it discourage them from reaching their goals. One of the things I think about, again, I bring this up on this show all the time. I think it's incredibly important it helps frame where you are in your journey sometimes for new investors, because they'll say to me, well, how do you get over being scared about a vacancy? And I say, it's easy. I think about, what if I had 50 rental properties, right? Think about as if you are 5 years from now and you don't just have one rental property that you're worried about a vacancy over, you've got 50. Are you going to be, when you have 50 rental properties, worried about that one vacancy, which you're going to have? You're going to have a vacancy for a few weeks or a few months as things get cleaned up and the property management company puts a new tenant in the property. It's going to happen. You have vacancies all the time. You have to. That's part of the game. So how do you feel about them if you had 50 of these rental properties? Would you be worried about a vacancy? Or there's some damage to a bathroom wall and needs to be touched up and fixed before the next tenant moves in? No, but if you've got one property and you think, oh my God, it's the end of the world. I've got a vacancy and I've got a hole in my bathroom wall. Think about it. Think differently about it, right? It's all just a frame of reference. Number five, how do you feel about the ebbs and flows of the market? As a true investor, always knows that it's always the right time to buy real estate because they're thinking long term. Question I get every month, in and out, is now the right time to invest in real estate? I don't know. I see what Biden is doing and I'm worried about this. I see what Russia is doing. I see that Germany's doing this to Russia. All geopolitically, I'm worried about it. You know, we might be in hurricane season now. Is that a bad time to invest? And I don't know. What about, you know, I hear there's a solar flare is going to be coming soon that could affect electronics. Is now a good time to invest, you know? I hear about this monkeypox. Is now a good time to invest? The answer to me is it's always the right time to buy real estate. Again, it's always a hedge against inflation. Always. It's always going to be a tax shelter. It's more important to have time in the market than trying to time the market. The sooner you get into the market, the better. I want you to watch the new video that I published last week called Is Now the Right Time to Invest in Real Estate? We will have it linked up in the description below. I want you to go watch it. We'll even put a little card right up here. You can click on that. Real estate is a long-term strategy, and it's important not to get caught up on things like interest rates or inflation or whatever else might be happening in the economy. Because here's the thing, the market is always shifting and it's always out of our control. It's rare that the stars are aligned and everything is perfect. As I've said before, you can always refinance into a lower interest rate if it becomes available in the future. But you can never go back in time and start investing earlier unless you have a DeLorean with a flux capacitor and a scientist friend named Doc that you can travel 88 miles per hour and go back to the future. You can't do it. So a true investor understands these ups and downs of the real estate market. One of our partners at Sidera Wealth said that you want to marry the property and date the interest rate. That's right. You want to marry the property and date the interest rate. A true investor controls the controllables and doesn't stress about the other factors. A true investor buys real estate when they can, and they trust that they'll come out ahead over time because they know they've got the right fundamentals in place. Now, if you'd like to talk more about anything you've heard today, we'd love to learn more about you and have your goals. We'd love to hear more about your goals as well. So head over to morrisinvest.com, click on the red button, and tell us when to call you. There's a button right there so you can book a call with our team, and we'd love to hear more about that. Again, think about that. When you're able to acquire real estate, right now, like for all of our properties at Morris Invest, our internal rate of return on our properties is going to be a minimum 18%. That includes the interest rates of whatever financing is available right now. So by getting that property now, you're getting a great, you know, you're getting a great rate. But then what if a year, 2 years, okay, interest rates come down a little bit, we can adjust that, right? We adjust that, we move it, we shake it, and now you get a better internal rate of return. But it's time in the market. Okay, not trying to time the market by what Biden is doing, by what the European Union is doing, what the Federal Reserve is doing, none of that. All of that's irrelevant as long as the numbers on the deal that you have make sense. So please subscribe to the channel. I hope you are a subscriber to the channel. Please make this a part of your daily watching so you can become a more intelligent real estate investor.
Talking about money is hard. People all over the world were taught never to talk about money, politics, sex, or religion in polite company. But on this show, my goal is to remove money from that list. And so I'm excited to bring you 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning from Blind Nil Audio and executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines. Follow and listen to 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning with me, Carl Richards, wherever you get your podcasts.